Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and if you're just tuning in right now, this is the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour, where we help you. You know, to get control of your money, you know, the most important things that you can do is always work on your income. That's one of the key elements that I always have believed that a lot of people don't really pay attention to. They just kind of go along. You know, there's been studies done where if you change jobs, doing the same type of work, you end up getting paid more and stuff like that. And so one of the first keys is you got to get your income up. And so we work on our income by developing a better value proposition, whether we're, you know, in business for ourselves or if we're working for someone, whatever it may be. And then the second thing is that we create a gap, and that gap is the gap between your income and your outgo. I like to tell people to try, you know, your goal should be to live on 50% of your income. That allows you to pay your taxes and save 20 or 25% of your income, and that gets you into a great spot. And if you've been listening in, one of the things that I've been doing is kind of a sequence. And I started out, I think this is show number 28 or 29, where I've put together kind of a sequence from beginning to financial independence, and we're winding up some of these bullet points that'll kind of do it, and then I'm going to go into a Q&A today. But if you are just tuning in, go to RoyMatlockJr.com. I would encourage you to, or go to Apple or any of the places you find your podcast, and download the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour, and you can catch up, and you can go back. I think I've got about 130 or 40 episodes for you to be able to do things. But we've been talking about the six focus points that you should be focusing on when it comes to, you know, developing a financial plan that will get you one day to the point of having, you know, the confidence that you've got money is under control. You know, you want to go from worried to confident. And the six focus points I always tell people, the first one is have a positive winning attitude. Now, why is that? Because, you know, that attitude, if you feel like you're defeated all the time, well, then you never get anywhere. Now, how do you get a positive winning attitude? Well, you plan for it. You know, you work on it. You know, you start becoming grateful for the things you have, and then try to improve and optimize what you're doing. You optimize your finances, you optimize your income, you optimize your life, things like that, and you have a great attitude. The second thing that I always, and when we start with that, we say protect yourself from disaster and create a great defense. Your defense is made up of four basic parts. The first one is that you have a budget. The budget allows you to keeps you from going in debt. The second is an emergency fund. That's 3 to 6 months of expenses set aside to protect you in the event you lose a job or whatever it may be. The third part of the defense is you're going to have the proper insurance, and that could be health insurance and life insurance and, you know, things like that. I always tell people if you have a good emergency fund, try to raise your deductibles on your health insurance, your car insurance, things like that. Raise your deductibles. That saves you money, frees you up money to save. Also, you want to have proper liability coverage, and that keeps you, you know, from worried about somebody taking what you've accumulated. And then you buy life insurance. You want to get the right type of life insurance, which is always term insurance. I've been recommended term for over 30 years. And, you know, it's just a, you know, buy term and then get, you know, the most coverage for the least amount of money while you need it. It's called income protection. Income protection is, you know, if something happens to you, you've got a couple kids and a family, then what happens is that life insurance lump sum is used to replace the income that you would have made had you been alive and working. And so then we do that, and then we always want to keep the bad debt out of play. Bad debt is debt that you can't afford. You get overextended. The next debt that's bad debt is, you know, high interest credit card debt, things like that, on things that go down in value. And so we work on our defense. The third thing is we develop our income. We work on finding something we love or to do. So therefore, you're going to spend time working it. You feel great about your life because you wake up every day and, you know, you're spending most of your lifetime working. Why wouldn't you do something that you love to do? All right. And then why wouldn't you do something that you love to do and figure out how to monetize it? figure out how to take what you're doing and become so great at it that you become so valuable and watch your income go up. And as your income goes up, that allows you to live on that 50% always, but live large. I mean, you take and save your money and invest your money and live on half of it. But let's say that you take your income up and you become a 1%er, you're making $300,000 a year and you're living on $150,000 and you're saving, $50,000-$75,000 a year and you're moving along. Well, you became a 1%er and hey, you're living on $150,000 or you're living on $200,000, whatever it is. The key to it is nothing wrong with living large. Just don't live large. Don't live on, if you're making $200,000, don't live on $220,000, that kind of thing. So we develop income. That's the third focus points. Then we go on the offense, which is saving and investing. We learn and understand investments, how they work. We're going to get into that today. And the offense allows you to take advantage of retirement plans and tax savings type accounts that allow you to get the government off your back. If you really start earning money, you're going to find that one day you're going to move to the point where your biggest expense is your taxes. And so you want to make sure that you do things to allow you to, not pay additional taxes. It's like, if you pay additional taxes, you don't have to, shouldn't be paying. It's just like paying double your light bill and electric bill. Why would you pay $600 a month for your electric bill when you should only be paying $300? Well, it's the same thing with your taxes. Why would you pay, an extra twice as much or whatever it may be? Because you don't take advantage of IRAs and 401ks and all the different things and tax deferred accounts and getting money out there, that's allowing you to move forward. And so we want to do that. So that's the offense. All right. And so now what we've done, we've got a positive attitude. We've protected ourselves with the defense. We worked on our income. Now we've got a gap between our income and our outgo because we have a great budget. We have a plan in place, doing all that kind of stuff. Then what we're going to do is we're going to allow time to kick in. I can tell you this, that if you've made mistakes, if you understand and start doing it the right way, you will fix your mistakes much quicker than you think. And so it takes time. It takes time for compound interest. It takes time to get your money growing. One of my mentors told me, he said, look, the most important thing you can do is save money every month. And if you do that, and I started doing that in 1985, automatically drafted, out of my account and stuff like that. And then the last one is we get into retirement and beyond, and we start doing things that allow us to, set up, things that can be generationally, out into the future where we change our family tree and stuff like that. And so if you're tuning in today, we're going to be covering a lot of this. I'm kind of cleaning up some things. I got a bunch of questions people have sent in. And so we're going to make it a fun show today, very informational. I believe the biggest motivation you can ever have is knowledge and that you can go do something with. So be sure and visit RoyMatlockJr.com if you'd like help with your money. That's what I do. I'm a financial advisor, and we have people that can help you do that. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be right back after a short break. All right, we're coming back again, and today we're talking about the six focus points. I really got into a lot of detail on the first four. If you're just tuning in, you can go back and listen to all of these via podcast, or you can visit RoyMatlockJr.com. You can listen right to it on the website, but also you can download it or sign up and subscribe to our podcast. And then once a day, 5 days a week, you're going to receive something, kind of a reminder that says, hey, here's a little tidbit on your money. And if you think about this, when it comes to anything you want to be great at, I mean, I play a lot of competitive golf, and so I practice and I read and I turn around and take golf lessons. I read a article just this week, a guy named Victor Hovland. He's a young up-and-coming PGA tour guy that's doing great. He lived over in, I think, Norway, some place like that. But anyway, it's only 5 hours a day of daylight, and now here the guy is on the PGA Tour. Guess how he did it? He learned how to play golf on YouTube, watching. Isn't that something? I mean, so if you go out and you work on self-educating, you can really do things. So I'm going to help you get educated. You can do a couple of things. You can listen to the podcast. You can go to RoyMatlockJr.com. I have a 13-part, 45-minute A to Z on Zoom that can be delivered to you by email that you can watch it at your own pace, and you will learn the A to Z's of money. All right, so there's no excuse to be making poor money decisions other than you're just not putting any time into learning. And the people I'm talking, if you're listening right now, I'm preaching to the choir. You already know why it's important. But the interesting part about it is the more money that people make, the more they are inclined to have a financial advisor. You would think it'd be the other way around, but it's not. And so go to roymatlockjr.com, do some of these downloads, download the budget sheet, do all these kind of things. So now we're getting to point number five, and that's called time. First thing you got to remember is if you try to get rich quick investing, you're probably going to get broke quick. I've made some stupid decisions coming up, you know, on things that I thought, oh, you know, everything is easy. You know, you think if it looks easy, then you're in the wrong investment. All right. Everything takes time. Get rich quick is 15 to 20 years. Have you ever heard people say, man, I had a chance to buy that property 20 years ago and look what happened. Okay. And now I wish I'd have done it, all that kind of stuff. Guys, if you are listening right now, the most important thing that you can do is to begin. You know, I have people that get started with me. I have a client that he started with me with $25 a month back in the 80s and, you know, broke, you know, just barely was making, had kids and, you know, didn't have any money. And we signed him up for a $25 a month mutual fund. Now, if you didn't know this, you can actually open those things for $50 a month. Can you believe right now you can open up a Roth IRA and put it into a mutual fund. And there's funds out there that have had huge long-term track records that you can open them for $50. Why would everyone should have one of those? I mean, can you believe and have it monthly pulled out? Well, anyway, this client of mine, he started at $25 and over 30 years ago, now he's got over $800,000. He did not from putting 25 in, but as he made more money, he got in the habit of saving money on a regular basis. Then 401ks kicked in, did that kind of stuff. And now he's retired. He and his wife are retired, and they've accumulated that money. They got their house paid, all these kind of things. So time, 15 to 20 years, is called get rich quick. If you can go out there and start, and you're 25, 30 years old, and you're 50, and you know you're done, all right? I mean, that you've made it, that you made it happen. I mean, how great would that be? So the first important thing you can do is get started, okay? It takes time to be competent in anything, especially investing. So you get with an advisor, then you study yourself. You can have educated questions about your money. You start understanding that your money actually, it's not a dollar. It's a dollar plus what the dollar can turn into. So one day you start thinking to yourself, man alive, I need to get my money working. I need to know what's going on. I don't need to have money sitting there that's doing nothing. All right. I need to get my money working. If you have your money sitting, getting nothing, it would be like running a business and having a bunch of lazy employees that don't even work and you're paying them, but you're not getting anything out of it. Guys, you have to put your money, okay, to work for you. And so the way you put your money to work for you is you get on a system. You know, I believe this, that if you want to become financially successful, there's four parts. You can put these four parts into your brain and say, this is what I got to have, and if I don't have it, I need to get it. And if you do that, you will get there. What's part number one? Part number one is a written plan. That plan goes from the defense and the offense, the written budget, everything that goes along with it, the goal, the GPS, the plan, the schedule, all these kind of things. Say, I want to be here at a certain time, you know, and this is how much I want to have. I got to calculate all this. So we come up with a goal, and we find out that goal requires this much savings, and we put it on our refrigerator and said, here's my FIN number. We call it a financial independence number. We teach people that. We can show you how to take your money, and we apply interest rates and inflation rates and assume, you know, kind of returns that we think we might be able to get. And we can say, look, here's your FIN number. You need this much cash saved so you can quit forever and never worry about it. And then you need to have this much per month going in. And we're going to take advantage of all the tax benefits and things like that. And we're going to give it time, and off we go. So number five focus is time. Every investment, will always revert to the mean. What that means is that real estate gets 4 to 5%, the market gets has been getting 10 forever. So we can go in and we can say, well, here's what we think based on the past, what it's going to do. And then you just start calculating compound interest. And, you know, I remember I got a compound interest calculator, Texas Instrument compound interest calculator. And I remember saying, here's the present value and the future value and the compounding rate and all this kind of stuff. And now you got all that stuff on the internet, but it got me motivated. I said, now if I save this much money, I'm going to get to a certain point and I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be financially sound. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, I'm doing good. I've got all my debt paid off other than, you know, my mortgage. I don't have car payments or credit cards. I got an emergency fund. I got some money in my retirement. I got a positive cash flow, meaning I got more coming in than I got going out. So I'm moving forward all the time. That's getting financially sound. Then you go from financially sound to becoming financially independent. That's when you get to a point where you know that you can live a basic lifestyle, that you're going to be set for life. You know, what is the least amount of money I could live on and survive? And I've got that much set aside that'll never run out. That's step number two. Step number three is you're going to have your a wealthy number, and that wealthy number is where not only do you live great and do everything, you're going to leave money behind and stuff like that. So step number one of the four parts that I believe are key is to have a plan, a written plan. Step number two is you got to have ongoing education. I want to compliment you if you're listening right now, because most people spend no time on their money and they wonder why they don't have success. I mean, think about this. If we go on a vacation, we sort out all the different hotels and the ratings and the reviews, and then we look for airline tickets, and we, you know, get our dates together, and we plan, and we do all this kind of stuff, and then we spend the day or two before getting just working like crazy, getting it all done. But most people don't put any time and energy into understanding what's going to cause them to get financially independent. Now, you know, I don't think money is everything, but it's pretty close to air. All right. I mean, you know, I've never seen anybody running around the world saying, oh, I'm so excited, I'm broke. Matter of fact, not only am I excited about being broke, my car's getting taken from me. I'm even more excited about that. My home's getting foreclosed on me and I'm broke. Nobody likes that. All right. What you want to do is you want to be moving in a positive direction. You want to be able to do things and all that stuff. And then the next part of time that you need to learn is learn the rule of 72 and make financial decisions accordingly. What is the rule of 72? It says it tells you how many years it takes your money to double at a compounded interest rate. So if you get 10% and you put $10,000 in 7 years, you're going to have $20,000. So your 10 that you blew cost you 20 7 years from now. So we go in, we start making our decisions based on the rule of 72, how that works, and then we start getting motivated. We say, well, why? We can do this. Hey, visit roymatlockjr.com to get some of these back podcasts or to download some of our free resources. We'll be right back. roymatlockjr.com. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we will be right back. Roy Matlock Jr. here. If you're just tuning in, this is the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. I have been doing radio all the way. Oh, man, it's going to tell my age. All the way back since I started on radio, I think I was 32, and here I am 60. And still talking money. That's what I do. I do it every week. If you're just tuning in, you can visit roymatlockjr.com or just go on the internet and do Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour podcast and download it and start listening. Get in your car and drive and listen to something that will help you with your money. I can tell you that over years, I have worked with people, and that's what I am, a financial advisor. And I've worked with people that have gone from just getting started or even being in debt to getting themselves completely, you know, financially free and independent. That's what I do. I talk about it. And so keep listening. I'm going to give you some good information today. The investing basics that you might want to think about. First thing I would tell you is when it comes to investing, don't allow the media to pick the timing of your investments. It's funny how I read articles all the time. I have my news feed, you know, in the morning. I get up and I'm always reading. You know, that's what I do. I read to be, you know, I want to be a pro at my business and anything having to do with money and business. I'm always reading, you know, that kind of thing. And it's interesting how bad some of the information is that some of these writers write about, and I'm thinking most of these guys that are writing these articles are broke. You gotta really look at where the information's coming from. So don't allow the media to tell you when to buy or sell. You know, the market's going down or whatever it may be. That's not the way it is. Okay, the most important thing is time, and that's what we've been talking about. And we want to make sure that happens. My experience has been diversify and buy and hold. How about that? I've never tried to time the market. The only time I time it is I do something called dollar cost averaging. And what that means is that I put money in on a monthly basis, and then I don't worry about it. Dollar cost averaging is a system that your 401k is in, all that kind of stuff. So what happens is you automatically, when the market takes a little dip, if you're buying the same amount of money, you get more shares. You're buying low. And then if you see the market going up, you're buying less shares. So you're buying more shares at a lower price, less shares at a higher price. It's called dollar cost averaging, and get your average share price down. So what we want to do is we want to invest, especially during bad times. You know, the biggest, greatest opportunity back in March of 2020. It was like everything went on sale. And if you were in the market and you did the buy and hold strategy, well, we saw the recovery come back after the pandemic. But man alive, for people that had the ability to keep investing, and if they had cash on the sidelines, what a great opportunity that came along. And that's, you've heard, buy low, sell high. Well, guess what? You had that opportunity. So you always want to be getting in, making sure that you buy and hold so you don't lock in losses when the market goes down. And if you have opportunities where we see some dips, let's go jump in there and let's see if we can pick up some stuff even more. And so always invest, especially in bad times. You want to determine your risk tolerance. All right. Your risk tolerance is what you can stomach. Your risk capacity is what you must stomach in order to be able to reach your goals. You know, a lot of people say, I don't want to lose any, I don't want my principal to be guaranteed. I don't want to have any risk. I said, well, that's fine. You can take it to the bank. The problem is you don't make enough money to save enough money without your money growing in order for you to retire one day. That's called your risk capacity. You're going to have to take on some risk, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to retire one day. So we go in, everybody would love to be able to just retire and have no risk. Well, you got to take risk, but most of your risk can be predetermined. And that's by going in there and looking at your risk tolerance. And that's when you get with a financial advisor, which is what I do. And I talk to people. I have people that, you know, after having conversations with them, I kind of direct them to something that one for the same age, same look, everything and feel, same income. I'll have some people a little bit more aggressive. I'll have some people a little less aggressive, not because of me, it's just because of them. When I talk to them, I'm like, you know what? I think these people, you know, they may get a little fidgety, all right, if the market took a big hit. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on making sure they get the right places. And that's what a financial advisor should do. They should take individual circumstances, you know, length of time in which you have before you're going to be using the money, you know, your risk tolerance, all right, your income, all these different things you put together, and you come up with a financial risk tolerance and capacity type plan. And then we put it across things that fit within that. So like your 401k balances are allocated properly, aren't? And, you know, I see this all the time. People have 401ks that change jobs and that's sitting over there. They have no idea what it's doing. And so we do that kind of stuff. And if you need help, you can go to roymatlockjr.com and I set up a time. It's a phone call, 15-minute phone call to find out if there is a fit between us, my company, and you. And if so, we take it from there. Focus number six is retirement and beyond. All right. So the first thing that I tell people, when you're accumulating money, we want to do here's the words, PMA, protect, manage, and accumulate. So what we're going to do, we're going to protect ourselves against setbacks, emergency funds, stuff like that, insurance, all those kind of things. So we're young, we're getting started, we do that kind of thing. That's called protect. we want to manage. Most important thing you can ever do in your finances is to get on a budget to where you're spending less than you make. You can go to RoyMatlockJr.com and download our budget form and get started and learn how. And then on our course, it's a 13-part course. I spend an entire 30 or 45 minutes just on how to set up a budget that's easy, that works, most important thing you can ever do. So we protect, we manage, and then we accumulate. Because what we're doing is we're protecting against disaster, we're managing our money to spend less than we make, and then we start accumulating. Now, once you get to retirement, it changes. All right, what we have to do is we have to focus on protecting. All right. And we protect a lot of things. We protect against a long-term care stay where one spouse ends up in the nursing home. And then that's like getting a divorce. You got two expenses. All right. You've got the one expense for one home and another for another. That's where you may consider long-term care insurance. And so that allows you to do that. We protect our income source. Now, what is our income source? Well, to give an example, I'm going to give you just a few things, all right? If you have a pension, all right, you want to make sure your pension's set up in a way that if you take just a life-only pension, that you back it up with some life insurance, all right, to protect that income. Or if you don't want to do it that way, then what we do is we take less money and it provides something for the spouse. Keep in mind, you've got two Social Securities coming in if you both worked, and if one spouse passes, then you're going to lose that income. So you got to look at, you say, right now, and then if something happens, what's going to happen to the remaining spouse, right? So we've got that. The third thing we protect against is we got to protect our purchasing power. And so in purchasing power is a big thing in my mind that a lot of people don't realize. They think, well, I have fixed income and I'm going to be fine. So what are your risks that we go into? The first one is taxation. You know, you've been accumulating money. So let's talk about what's getting ready to happen to you if you're getting ready to retire. You know, today you can pass, you don't have to start taking money until you're 72 out of your IRAs or your 401k rollovers. And so we've been for many, many years doing everything we can to tax deduct our money, and we do that, and then now we're having to pay taxes. So we're going to talk about, as we come out of the break here, and we'll talk a little bit about taxation. You've got market risk. That's another risk you got to worry about. Inflation risk. Hey, what's another one? Longevity. That means, you know, you're loving life. You're living to 90, but you ran out of money at 80. That's no good. And then lastly, we want to make sure that we have a proper system to take and distribute and maybe even set up a lifetime, you know, trust-type fund, because you work so hard to accumulate the money. The last thing you want is your children to not benefit from it or your children to go through it. And so those are things that we look at. So if you're tuning in now, visit RoyMatlockJr.com and catch up with us on all the podcasts. I encourage you to do that. We've had so many thousands of people listen to the podcast, give us great ratings on that. You can find that at Apple or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be right back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are talking money as we do all the time. Actually, you can listen to money every day, 5 days a week. We post these shows that if you're tuning into the radio right now, then we take all of the segments of the radio and then we post it to the podcast where you can go back and listen to it. You can find that at any of the podcasts. It's the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour, or you can go to RoyMatlockJr.com and you can get that. And I've been talking money now for 35 years, been on the radio for, I guess, 28 years. So I got a lot, you know, I got a lot of talking. I know how to talk. That's what I do. And I got a lot of information that we can help you to get financially independent. And if you would like help, choose us and we will work with you. And that's what we do. There's a lot of financial advisors out there. There's some good ones out there other than us, but we've done pretty well ourselves. And if you'd like that, you can call our office or visit RoyMatlockJr.com for a little 15-minute intro call. 615-843-2999 is that number, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We came out of the break. We talked about the three P's when you're entering retirement and beyond. That's protect, protect, protect. And then we talked about the five risks that we run into when it comes to retirement, once we do retire, taxation, market risk, inflation risk, longevity, and probate. So let's talk about when we retire. First thing I always tell people is when you retire, the first thing we got to do is we got to find out, all right, what your, you know, we got to have a retirement budget. Now, let me give you kind of an example on this. So let's just say that you're cruising along and you've been doing a good job fully funding your 401k. You've been putting, you know, up to $25,000 or $26,000 in your 401k, and you've been deducting that off your taxes. Maybe both you and your spouse are doing that. Now you quit. Well, you've been living on whatever and you've been saving money. So now we're not going to be saving money anymore. What we're going to be doing, unless we have, you know, hopefully you've gone out and you've accumulated more money than you need, and then that way your income and your savings continues to get larger. But the point being is that we want to look at what it's going to cost for us to live. And we're going to look and plug in some of these things, you know, like Social Security, Medicare, and all the different things, all the income streams. So number one, I look at where can I get my income from? You say, well, I got some real estate. All right, that's going to provide me this. I've got a retirement plan through work. That's great. I got a pension. I got some Social Security coming in. I've got, you know, some pure just investments, all right, that are sitting over there in just regular taxable funds or something like that. And so what we do is we go in and we start looking and we say, well, here's all the different places I got income coming in. And we put that into the, and it, that can go on the budget worksheet. So we do that. And then we start looking at, so we know what are our expenses, all right? What are we going to do? Go through all this and get our new retirement budget. Once we get our new retirement budget, now keep in mind, in doing this kind of stuff, there's a lot of ways you can do it. All right. One of the things I've been doing for years and years and years is I've been using QuickBooks. And what QuickBooks is a business program. But inside of my QuickBooks, I have my other expenses, and that is my living expenses, everything. So it's outside of my profit and loss. It's easy to have it all in one, or you can, you know, get a Quicken, or you do all these different things, different ways to be able to do it. But the bottom line is that you want to be able to see my income sources, and then I want to look at my outgo. Now, once I do that, then I start looking at, I said, well, what about my taxation? All right. So there's things that we need to start asking ourselves, you know, so we've got a retirement plan over here. We've got a home that maybe is paid for. We've got, you know, an annuity. We've got pure mutual funds. We've got real estate. Okay, rental properties. We get all these different things that are out there. And then we start looking and say, well, what are some of the things that go along with that that we need to know? Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but if you have a not that much income, but a decent amount of retirement income, about $14,000 or $15,000 if you're single, you have to start paying taxes on your Social Security. And you say, well, is there a way that we could at least not pay taxes on the Social Security? All right. So what are some of the ways you go about doing that? I'll give you one example. I had a client of mine that that had a decent amount of investment income. And one of the things that we saw was we said, well, if we could defer all of those, that retirement plan to 72 now, so they don't start pulling until 72, how could we go about creating enough cash flow for them to be able to draw their Social Security, not pay taxes on the Social Security? And we started looking at it, and the next thing you know, I was like, well, the house is paid for. What if they did a reverse mortgage on the house? And people are, oh, I don't know about that. Well, I'm going to explain reverse mortgages on one of the, maybe today if I have time. But anyway, we went in there and we said, well, what if you could get on a $500,000 house $250,000 out, and then use that $250,000 to fund the lifestyle for a period of time and have no payment, and then pull $2,000 a month off of that $250,000 until it runs out. And the interesting thing about that, we looked at it, we said, well, guys, I know I'm throwing numbers everywhere, but if you pull out $250,000 over a 10-year period, that's like $25,000 a year. That $250,000 is just return of principal, so you pay no taxes on it. The only gain, only thing you would pay taxes on is any gains that that money makes. And so let's just say over a period of 10 years, you invested it and you were able to pull out $4,000 a month for 10 years. Well, you would be paying taxes on $2,000 a month because half of it would be return of principal. And then that allows you to defer all your taxes out to age 72. And it may be what it enabled you to do is not pay taxes on your Social Security. Wow, look at that. So there's a lot of different ways that you start looking at it. People say, well, when should I draw Social Security? You know, I tell people as soon as possible. If you're not working, then I would draw it as soon as possible, you know, 63, whatever it may be. All right, but now why do you do that? Because Social Security is a life annuity. What happens is that generally speaking, if you take it at, say, 62, whatever, 63, that's going to be $1,000 a month. It might be $1,500 a month if you wait till you're 66 or 67. If you wait till you're 70, it might be $2,000 a month. And you say, well, what would happen if I took it and I took it early, I wasn't working, and I'm not getting penalized because there's penalties if you're working and drawing it before full Social Security age, how long would it take me to be able to recoup the $500 a month that I waited to get? Well, it might take you 10 years, not including investment returns. So I always tell people, generally speaking, now if we're sitting down and talking, you know, your health matters. I mean, gosh, if you're in poor health, then you really want to be taking it sooner, all right? Because if once you pass away, one of those Social Securities goes away. So there's all these different things going into the order of withdrawals in order to do things. Should you convert your IRAs to a Roth? How about that? Well, that can allow you to get tax-free income, and also it could allow you to not take what's called a required minimum distribution. So when we get out here, this is why I sit down with people and I look at all their income streams. I say, well, now what if we just redeem taxable mutual funds? All right, a lot of it's return of principal. There's another way to do things. All right, I can go on and on and on. You can refinance your rental properties and get cash out tax-free, okay, and then let the rental properties just kind of offset the rents. All these things go into play on being able to have a real back-end retirement plan that will allow you one day to retire and not pay taxes more than you should, have a steady income stream. There's a lot of things to go into it. So when we meet with people, we sit down and go through these type of ideas and try to figure out when is the best time to do it. And you don't wait until you retire. You start doing it and you start planning pre-retirement. All right. So we might start looking at, you know, what we're going to do over a period of time. And maybe we don't convert IRAs or 401ks that are pre-tax to Roths until after you quit working. There's just a lot of different things that go involved in that. And most people make mistakes because that's not what they do. All right. You know, one of the things I've always said is if you want to become successful in something, find somebody that knows more about what you want to become successful in. Find someone like that. They can teach you. You know, from my standpoint, my area of expertise is money. All right. I teach people how to handle their money and what to do with their money. You know, I do that, all right? But you know I have a CPA because, you know what, I like to get information from people that are smart on that. I have lawyers, all right? So I don't go do something stupid and I'm going to get myself in trouble, all right? So I hire professionals. I have a doctor that I trust, all right? When it comes to my health, I do those things. So if you need financial help, look to a financial advisor. If it's not me, it's someone else. Find someone that's got the experience, the licenses, and the ability to help you get a plan in place. And then guess what you do? You go into retirement and you just cruise. How about that? Wouldn't it be nice just to cruise through your retirement? In other words, you're on vacation all the time because your money is working for you in the background. It's sending you checks on a regular basis. That's why we do these kind of things. So we have to look at taxation as one of the risks that are involved in the five risk, and the way it really matters is the way we start withdrawing money and how much we pull, where we pull it from, all those kind of things. People ask me all the time, they say, how much can I pull? All right. Well, it depends. All right. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. I've said 1/16th, that's 6% of the year in balance, and you adjust it every year. That's one rule of thumb. The rule of thumb of 4%, they say 4% is dead. No, it's not. Okay. But 4% was a stock bond, you know, mix that there's never been a 30-year period where you ran out of money if you pull 4%, that kind of deal. And so the point being is there's a lot of different ways to do things. Today, you got to do them a little different. We got low interest rate environments. I remember the days when people got 10-12% on CDs. So it's different. But the reality is that some things are just the way they are. And the most important thing you have to do is you have to plan for it. And setting up a plan of action is the key to making this happen. And so if you're just tuning in, go to RoyMatlockJr.com. Go back and listen through some of these podcasts that we put together. We really label them well on the website to where you can pick and choose things that you want to do. And then what I'm going to do when we come back on our next show, I'm going to continue on this retirement and beyond. We're going to be answering more questions, those kind of things. Once again, if I can help you, visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Call us for a 15-minute free phone call, and we'll do a little bit of investigating on what you're doing, and we'll make it happen for you and find out if we're a good fit. Once again, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.